Well, Tiernan, at the end of a season, your first season in the League of Ireland, how would you judge it?
It's been very enjoyable. It's been very intense. There's been obviously a huge amount of work that's gone into trying to understand the league, understand the players, understand playing styles, managers, away grounds, all goes with it. But to be fair, we've loved every minute of it. It's been a great learning experience for us and a great learning curve for us. But listen, season's not over yet. We've one last game, one last big push to try and finish second, and that's going to be our only focus at this stage.
Because you say to finish second, that second spot is a possibility of two chances at Europe, so you'll be going all out on Saturday against Cork to maybe make sure and finish that second spot.
Yeah, I think at this football club you got to be going all out against everybody, no matter who you're playing. Or when you're playing, and to make sure that you're going for 3 points, and that we know that there's potentially added incentives for finishing second this year, but our objective is to just make sure we win the game. We not be sidetracked by anything or get caught up in anything. We have to make sure we have the same mentality going into Saturday as we had going into Sunday against Rovers, and so far the last number of weeks we've been brilliant at that. And I don't see any reason why we don't do the same come Saturday.
Of course, if you look at the head-to-heads, which you've come out on top of them, 2-1s and a draw this season, so you've taken 7 points there. Potentially, you'll be hoping to take 10, but you'll be hoping maybe they might have a wee eye on the cup final as well?
Listen, everybody's saying that, whether I don't necessarily see the game like that, to be honest with you. I think that here's going to be a team and a group of players that will probably use this game as their last game in preparation for the cup final. And I also probably think that there'll be a lot of players there who will want to show the manager that they want to be in that starting 11 come the following week. So we're preparing for this game, and we're getting into this game that this is going to be an extremely difficult game. I don't think there's going to be many people, or I don't think there has been too many people, went down to Cork this week or this season and had it easy.
Looking around your team has been playing fantastic over the last few weeks, especially Sunday they were outstanding. Maybe first 20 minutes of game they were just getting themselves into it, but after that they sort of took a hold of the game and they took it to Rovers, and Rovers couldn't match them. You'll be hoping for that too come Saturday.
Yeah, I think the big thing is we can't pick and choose, and I think the boys have been very good at that, albeit with a slow start to the season, but the demands here have to be that you don't pick and choose which games you lift your game. It has to be every game. Rovers, Pats, Shields, Cork, Galway, doesn't matter. You have to go in there with the mentality that we want to win every single game. We want to be at our maximum every game. We want to make sure all the things that are part of our game plan and are part of our DNA that are there, and we have to bring that into Saturday. I thought against Rovers on Sunday, for too long in the game, I thought we gave them too much respect, and that, I mean that with all due respect. But I think the second half we probably showed more about what we are about and played to our strengths, and thankfully we came out on top.
The season, you've been played with a few injuries, lost some players for the season, like a Boyce, Ben Doherty, but one man has come back in the last couple of weeks, and Cameron Dunnigan. How important was he getting him back into the squad?
Massive. As you say, it's been a bit of a turbulent season. We've struggled to get a regular 11 on the pitch. We've struggled to get regular units on the pitch, like as a back five or a midfield three. There's been lots of chopping and changing. We've been playing without a recognised centre forward for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I think the players who have come in have to take great credit for that. And I do think, listen, having somebody like Cameron Dunnigan back, great for the kid. First and foremost, he's been plagued with injuries the last number of seasons, and he spent a lot of time on his own and rehab. And I think you've seen on Sunday his first start in probably over a year, and the performance that he put in, what this club means to him, and how important he is to us. So I'm delighted for him, and I'm looking forward to a really good pre-season with him.
Of course, Mark Connolly was taken off on Sunday with a niggle. Is Mark back in contention, and is there anybody else a doubt?
Yeah, there's a number of doubts at the moment, unfortunately. And Mark's one of those situations where he came off and he's being assessed at the moment. Mark being Mark will do everything in his powers to try and play, so we just, it'll be probably an 11th hour decision at that.
Finally for me is the man of the moment, Mickey Duffy. People are saying he should be the player of the year, PFA player of the year. Would you back that up?
A million percent. As I've done nothing but talk about Mickey now the last number of weeks, and rightly so. I think some of his performances have been outstanding. The goals, the assists, his work rate, and people not look at Mickey's work rate or what he does off the ball. It's people like ourselves that really get into that side of the game, and Mickey's one of those players who has everything. And for me, I think it's a no-brainer, Mick getting player of the year.
Darren, thank you and good luck.